and Schuster Audio presents How to Start a Revolution, Young People and the Future of American Politics by Lauren Duca, read by the author.
For Laura. Introduction. The before times. Before the 2016 election, I only ever understood politics as a spectator sport. Actually, watching football is a frighteningly accurate metaphor for the way I learned about politics growing up. Every 4 years, everyone would gather around for the election or, as I came to understand it, the big game. There were teams, and little reason to deviate from whichever one to which you had previously pledged loyalty. Without intricate knowledge of the inner workings of the sport, you might watch along with passive interest, mostly to see who was going to win. Also, obviously the men were always yelling louder than anyone else. I suppose I first understood my parents were Republicans when my mom told me that I should vote for Bob Dole in a mock version of the 1996 election at my elementary school. I can still smell the marinade of low-grade Sloppy Joe meat in the cafeteria on that day. I remember standing in front of a big box covered in aluminum foil, staring at the paper ballot featuring Bill Clinton, Democrat, and Bob Dole, Republican, along with a portrait of each. Waiting on the line leading up to the table, I decided that, actually, I liked the other guy better. I'd love to tell you I was developing a fiery political ideology in kindergarten, but that came later. Mostly Bob looked super old. Not long after that mock version of the 1996 election, I knew I was cheering for the other team. During my junior year of high school, I learned that 7 in 10 children go on to affiliate with the same party as their parents. I definitely thought, not me, Gallup poll. My worldview has long been rooted in a desire to leave the world a better place than I found it. Before I had access to the word feminism or was introduced to the wide-reaching effects of institutionalized racism, I understood true equality to be the highest possible good. This was precisely as complex as my unquestioned support for LGBTQ rights, which developed well before I began to understand my own sexuality as a queer woman. My views have become more nuanced over time, but I've always believed in the necessity of equity with total conviction, and that ethical priority.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?